This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. United States President Donald Trump has announced that Iran and Israel have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire, which will come into effect in the coming hours. The announcement was made last night, shortly after an Iranian missile attack on a U.S. airbase in Qatar.
In a statement on Truth Social, Trump said the ceasefire would begin once both countries have wound down and completed their ongoing final missions, adding that the ceasefire would be implemented in stages. The US president added that Iran will initiate the ceasefire, followed by Israel on the 12th hour, and upon the 24th hour, an official end to the 12-day war will be saluted by the world. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, News Desk, Akashvani.
Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has denied any agreement on a ceasefire with Israel. In a social media post, Araghchi said the final decision on the cessation of their military operations will be made later. He further added that Tehran has no intention to continue its response provided the Israeli regime stops its illegal aggression against the Iranian people. Amidst the truce claim, the Israeli military said it identified new waves of missiles launched toward Israel from Iran early this morning and that its defensive systems were activated. The Israel Defense Forces today said that sirens sounded in several areas across Israel following the identification of missiles towards the state of Israel a short while ago. The alert comes after Iran's foreign minister hinted that hostilities may have ended and that Iran would halt its military response if Israel stopped its strikes on Iran by 4 a.m. local time in Tehran. 2,295 Indian nationals have now been brought home from Iran under Operation Sindhu. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 292 Indian nationals evacuated from Iran arrived in New Delhi from Mashhad on a special flight in the wee hours today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, in New Delhi today. We have a report.
On March 12, 1925, the historic meeting between Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi took place at Shivagiri in Verkala. Their discussion focused on Vaikyam Satyagraha, non-violence, the abolition of untouchability and the upliftment of the oppressed classes. Both leaders had an in-depth conversation about the inequalities that existed in society due to the caste system and the practice of untouchability. Guru also emphasized that education and economic resources were essential for the upliftment of the lower caste. Mayusha, Akashwani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The benchmark domestic equity indices opened today's trading session on a strong note as tensions in West Asia appeared to ease following US President Donald Trump's announcement of a ceasefire. The NSE Nifty 50 opened 194 points, higher at 25,166, while the BSE Sensex rose 634 points to open at 82,530. The Indian rupee also strengthened, opening 65 paise higher at 86.105 against the US dollar, supported by a sharp decline in crude oil prices. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast for increase in rainfall activity with isolated heavy to very heavy rainfalls over northwest India from tomorrow onwards. It said very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is expected in Madhya Pradesh today. There is forecast for heavy rainfall in eastern, northeastern and central parts also. In Test cricket, India have set a target of 371 runs before England in the first match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Headingley, Leeds. Chasing the target, England were 21 without loss at stumps on day 4 last night. They need 350 more runs on the final day, while India must take all 10 wickets to win the match, setting the stage for a thrilling finish. In javelin throw, reigning world champion Neeraj Chopra will be back in action at the prestigious Ostrava Golden Spike 2025 athletics meet in Czechia tonight. Neeraj Chopra was scheduled to compete at the Golden Spike in both 2023 and 2024, but had to withdraw on both occasions due to injury. And that is the end of this news bulletin.